The thousands of people killed on 9/11 left thousands more grieving. 16 of those killed in the World Trade Center left behind twins. Now, you can't compare and contrast loss for everyone. It's 100%. But what is it like to be twinless because of 9/11? Pamela Bittner knows. She lost her twin brother, Jeffrey. He worked for the investment banker Keefe, Broyette & Woods on the 89th floor of the second tower hit. He had tons of friends. In the weeks before he died, he joined a mentoring program to act as big brother for New York school kids. He seemed to mentor Pam as well. Pamela Bittner lives in Boston. She joins us in the studio. How are you doing as this 10th anniversary approaches?
I just hate this time of year because it just brings back so many horrible, awful memories of uncertainty and despair and doubt that you can't even articulate.
Yeah.
But I try to, the best way I can, try to do what I think would make my brother proud on, you know, the large landscape of my life. We were very close, so what he thought and what would make him proud is very important to me.
Well, in so many ways, you're probably reflecting people who lost any loved one on 9/11, mm-hmm. but the twinness mm-hmm. of this. I mean, Dr. Lewis Keith from the Center for the Study of Multiple Births at Northwestern, who's a twin himself, says twins have the strongest bond that exists between humans. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, too, that anyone who suffered a loss, a really terrible loss, knows that feeling of, like, it's almost like at a certain point, it's like someone else's cells are leaving your mm-hmm. body. Did you have something like that people think that twins might have?
2 years before my brother was killed, our mother passed away. And sadly, my father passed away 2 years after my brother. So by the time I was 30, my whole family was wiped out. But, you know, you expect the loss of a parent because that is the natural progression of life. And the way we grew up, I mean, we were together constantly. We actually had the wonderful fortune of going to a very small Catholic school in Connecticut where we grew up, and they only had one class for every grade. So we were from kindergarten to eighth grade, the same class, same teachers, same friends. And then when we went to high school, the transition started where we had different classes and started to have different groups of friends, but we were always the nucleus. Mm-hmm. So to kind of get back to your initial question, again, it's not something I can even articulate because it's such a empty feeling and such a feeling that sad doesn't even begin to cover. That's not even the right word.
Like a half is, there's a...
Absolutely. Like I was missing an arm or a leg.
Yeah.
As a child, you would think about those dark moments at night, what you would do if something were to happen to your parents. And never once did it ever cross my mind that I would have to think about getting older and living life without my twin brother, because that just wasn't, because it was something that I could never even contemplate having to process.
Well, to underscore how close you were, mm-hmm. he called you every day, right?
Yes, every day.
To what?
To check in, make sure I got to work okay, you know? Car running okay.
I talk to my sister sometimes several times a day, but a brother sister, that, I mean, that, yeah. I think there's that's a twinness here that we're hearing.
Absolutely. It really is. It just speaks to the twinship, and we just could finish each other's thoughts and sentences and sometimes be the only two people laughing in a room at something that no one else thought was funny, but we just were very, very different but very, very similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Well, he called you that morning.
I had actually been laid off from my job, and he would call me every single morning to say, get up, go find a job. So when the phone rang that morning, it was, I, you know, rolled over and said, I'm up. And he said, that's not why I'm calling. And he said, you're going to see something on TV. Don't panic. And so, you know.
You panic.
If anybody knows me, which he did, when you tell me not to panic, I initially or immediately begin to panic. He said, they've told us to stay put. You know, they want to make sure that they're taking care of everybody in the other building that needs to be evacuated and taken care of.
Because the first tower, he was in the second tower.
He was in the second tower. So got up and I turned on the television. We had hung up and I saw what was happening. So I called him back. He answered the phone and he said, he was kind of hurried, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "What do you mean, what am I doing?" I said, I've got the TV on. This is bad. You need to get out of there." And he said, I know. We're just trying to get ourselves together and just wait to see whatever kind of..." They were kind of in a wait-and-see pattern, like didn't know who to take direction from. Should they just... But then at one point, he said, "Yeah, we're gonna leave. We're going to go." And we hung up. And then a few minutes after that, you know, we all saw what happened on TV.
I can't imagine seeing that second plane, you know, go in and know that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you hear from other twins? Do you talk to them at all?
No, I don't. Comfort for me comes from people that knew him and that loved him and that understood who we were together. But having said that, even those of my friends that haven't met him, I feel like they do know him. And I have a very dear friend who is a twin herself and who has a twin brother. And we sometimes, I get great comfort from her and seeing she and her brother interact.
Well, we're reading some of the stories that come out of this. There was one set of twins, identical brothers, who married two women. One of the brothers died, and the widow takes great comfort in seeing her husband in his surviving sibling. I mean, they're identical. Mm-hmm. And with you, I'm wondering, maybe, are we seeing Jeffrey? If I'm looking at you, am I seeing a lot of Jeffrey?
Everybody always used to say we had the same mannerisms, and even to this day, I'll say something, and one of his friends will just laugh and say, "That was so Jeffrey," or "so Jeff," or "so Bittner," as a lot of people called him. But I like to think that over the last 10 years, I've become a little bit more like him. I'd like to think that some of the good pieces of him are tucked inside somewhere and trying to make things better for other people if I can.
That's Pamela Bittner. Her twin brother Jeffrey died in the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, one of 16 or so twins who died that day. Pamela, thanks so much.
Thank you.